We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Those network nitwits wouldn't know a decent announcer from a Ken doll.
Do you see what this is?
Yeah, your hand.
It's my fist. When I close it while we're on the air, you close your mouth. That's the most important skill in this job. That's you talking. That's you shutting up. Comprende?
Afternoons on the Score.
You know, every time he had been happy, he wanted to go back out there because he really had good command of his fastball. But, you know, you reach back for extra when you're tired, when you get into that limit, that's bad things happen. So, very difficult. Felt like the right thing to do. And, you know, it was my decision, but Ethan also felt the same way. That helps.
Talk to Steve Stone in 30 minutes. The guys are still on the hunt for St. Omni. We will give you a full Bears report at 5 o'clock. Velus Jones met the media today. Kyler Gordon met the media today. Velus Jones saying you got to take up what the injury is with coach.
He was asked, like, can you tell us about the injury?
Nauseating.
Yeah, take that up with coach. So now we have the coach sending you to the players and the players sending you to the Canoach. And all I can think of is Dick Duran. Well, that's a conundrum.
Great. Great. Super helpful. So maybe other people will not find this interesting, but I think over the last decade or so, 7 to 10 years, we have seen in the three major sports, I'm sure we've seen it in hockey as well, although I'm just not as adept at talking about it. We have seen analytics and sports science change the game. We talk about three true outcome in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best way to optimize runs, but it is not the most aesthetically pleasing version of the sport. In basketball, we've seen the explosion of the three-point shot because we've learned that three is worth more than two, and you need to be a 33% three-point shooter to have an expected point total equivalent to a 50% shooter from two. We see more passing than running in the NFL because expected yards per play on a pass more than run. All of these things are informed by the numbers, by the data. But you could argue that none of those things make the sport inherently more enjoyable to watch.
I think that that is a huge factor in baseball for sure. I think in all those interesting items that you brought up, you could sort of tussle with some of them. Is more passing more fun? Yeah. In football, some people who do love running miss the run and still operate from that perspective, obviously, and that can be debated. But certainly in baseball, it has been apparent now for a long time that the smartest way to systematically win is not necessarily the most aesthetic and pleasurable way to view the game.
And I think in basketball, too. I don't really want to derail the point.
You're right. But it's true.
Well, because everybody's playing a lot more similarly in basketball.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
When groupthink takes over on that, it can be a downside.
Yeah. So the players are as good as ever. The skill is as high as ever. But everybody is kind of playing the same brand of basketball, generally speaking. So with that as the backdrop, I give you Friday night. White Sox. Michael Kopech. 85 pitches, no hitter, 6 innings, strikes out 11, walks 3. We know that sports science would say, and Steve Stone would say coming up at 4 o'clock, he is at a record for big league innings pitched already. There are 2 months left in the season, plus the postseason. We know that it is in Michael Kopech's best interest to take it easy, to pace himself, so that he can have more left in the tank for his next start and his next start and his next start and hopefully big starts in October.
In his best interest and the team's best interest.
We know that.
You could argue maybe one more inning and he gets to 95 pitches or 98 or something like that. You could argue that theoretically, but there's no way he was going to be given a chance to finish that game. Absolutely no way.
Correct.
And justifiably so.
Correct. But can we also admit that with that knowledge of what is absolutely objectively true to be in the best interest of Michael Kopech, the individual, and the White Sox season, that the sport is less watchable and less interesting?
Absolutely.
It sucks to have a pitcher having that kind of no-hit stuff pulled in a no-hitter in the sixth inning with 85 pitches.
It sucks for the fans not to get an opportunity to maybe see a no-hitter. It sucks for the team not to think of that maybe they'd be the headline the next morning on MLB.com and they'd lead Quick Pitch and people would be talking about Kopech's no-hitter. It sucks for Kopech. It sucks for everybody involved that the correct choice was made.
And I personally think that, like, we as the sports media and this station, I will say, right, like, we like to think of ourselves as smart sports talk, right? And you and Bernstein and Lawrence, you guys have been here for so long and you guys are smart individuals and smart with the numbers and you talk to people. And honestly, like, it's what it's become in many ways. I feel like the other side of that argument gets lost sometimes, where we just need to acknowledge that, like, if you were at that game Friday night, you don't care about Michael Kopech's health. You don't care about the health of the White Sox season. You were at one baseball game out of 162 baseball games, and you wanted to see something special and something that you would remember. And that if you go to five baseball games a summer and you do that for 40 years of your life and you attend 200 baseball games in your life, they're going to all kind of blend together. Unless you were there the night that Michael Kopech threw a no-hitter.
So there's a couple things there that are, you know, are somewhat abstract, and I know you and I could talk off the air for hours about this. There's the opportunity to feel superior with your logic. So some people will take that opportunity and say, "You're an idiot for wanting that." When the truth is, I totally get why you want that.
It's just not
the right thing to do. But like, you could empathize as a kind person and say but it's much easier to just go to your superior place and rail with the logic.
I mean, if I was at the game,
be dying for it,
and Michael Kopech got pulled,
leave him in
100%.
Absolutely,
I'd be pissed. And I consider myself among the smart and informed, and we know exactly why they're doing it.
But you, Danny, have an ability to look at something with the intelligence it takes to understand that two things can be true at the same time.
I try, but that's
a big difference.
Yeah, I guess so. But like, it is an objectively true statement to say it was the right thing to do to pull Michael Kopech, but it's also objectively true that it sucks.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And this is an entertainment product.
Yeah, for sure.
And sometimes there's not a solution to this, but sometimes I wish that, like, the governing body of all of this was not winning and losing. And I know that's ridiculous and impossible.
Because
these guys get hired and fired and bonused and incentivized on winning and losing. So I know it's impossible. But I sometimes wish that there was, like, the ultimate governing body was entertainment.
Oh, there is. It is an entertainment product, though. So every once in a while, you get a chance to make that kind of choice on the entertainment side, and you do owe it to the organization and to the fans and stuff to make that choice when you can.
Like, would Michael Kopech, if given the choice, have said, "I will continue to pitch"?
Well,
he said he would. Seven.
There is a line. Let's say if he's at 95 pitches in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
In the eighth inning.
Right.
And he could go out for the ninth at 95 pitches.
Yeah.
I think you give him that chance. He's nowhere near there. He's
85 through six.
Is history going to remember whether this was six no-hit innings or seven no-hit innings or even eight no-hit innings? When it's clear there's no chance to get through the ninth, you know?
Well, right. But I mean, okay, so the game was close, right?
0-0 at the time.
That's one thing. If they're up 6-0, would you have said it was disrespectful to the game for him to start lobbing the ball up there?
Just create contact? No.
Just so, you know,
but fastball's down the pipe. and just trust his defense and hope the fastballs are good enough. And try to minimize pitch to contact as best you can. Minimize your pitch count.
Yeah, and just go for the if it's 6-0 and a solo homer doesn't mean anything.
Well, you could argue that as good as his fastball was that night with that velocity and that movement, that actually would be preferable than Joe Kelly or Kendall Graveman or somebody else, even if you're just throwing it right down the pipe, that you're actually giving your team a better chance.
Sure, and I understand that now I've changed the facts on the ground with what the score was in that game, right? The game was close. Lopez came in. They did what they did, et cetera. But like I looked at it as, man, that moment is a pretty good data point for understanding what was absolutely the correct decision goes against the entertainment product.
Yeah.
And I think that happens in every game that we watch.
It does. It happens all the time.
You know, that's a no-hitter, so it's like more glaring. But just the...
Well, the slow decay version of that is that I look at starting pitcher matchups all the time, and I want to talk about them as something that's going to matter through the sixth and or seventh inning, through the bulk of a baseball game.
Right.
Whether I'm doing Beat the Streak and I'm talking about matchups, tonight is Ohtani against Luis Castillo. It's Seattle and L.A. How long is that going to go? You know, by the seventh, they're probably both gone. So that loses inherently some value in selling the game and getting people to watch the game and an overall feeling of connectivity to it.
Yeah.
What you saw and experienced is one very glaring upfront example of that disconnect.
Yeah. And I just think there should be an acknowledgement from those of us when we talk about it and explain why it happened, an acknowledgement of that we don't expect you to like it.
Yeah.
Understand it, but you don't have to like, because I saw Stoney on Twitter being like, There's no question to pull him. And he's right, other than watchability, other than entertainment.
And desire. I mean, like, Kopech, as he was walking off, like, was trying to signal to the pitching coaches, signal to Tony, come on, give me one more.
But you're right, 6-7 is completely meaningless. But no hitter or not, has meaning.
Look, I always think about Johan Santana, who stretched it to, 130-some pitches, 140-some pitches, got his no-hitter, got his precious no-hitter against the Mets, and literally was never the same. I mean, he was
It can do damage.
He was at that point in his career where it might have gone downhill anyway, but that certainly rushed it along. And so Terry Collins will live with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.